Headphone highlights. RBMA Radio.
Hello everyone, my name is Mikhail Seifu from Ethiopia, and you're listening to Red Bull Music Academy Radio Headphone Highlights. An album that has definitely influenced me is Ben Neil's Night Science, and from there Menaso Ultimo is one track that's a very interesting amalgamation of different electronic sounds, even mixed with different acoustic instrumentation, but a very interesting piece of music. Ben Neil was my college professor back in college, and he definitely helped me forge my sound in what it is today, in understanding how I can further understand electronic music, and given his own background. And although I had wished I would have had more time learning from him back in college, his work actually speaks a lot of what electronic music can be in essence and in practicality. So that was me getting introduced to his music through his, at the time that Night Science came out, it was such a fresh sound for me. It was something that I've never heard before, in a sense, and that was highly inspiring for me to get into the album and learn from it. Another artist that I discovered, it was actually through Ben Neil in actuality, and it's an artist that actually has a massive impact on me learning and producing music, electronic music, and it's a Burial. I remember when I heard the album Untrue, it was nothing like I had ever heard before. And from there, I mean, the album is great in and of itself, but Near Dark would be one of the tracks that has really made an impact on me from the album, basically. one of the most well-known artists throughout the world is Mulatu Astatke, founding father of Ethio Jazz. And back in the days, he used to work with a lot of bands locally in Addis. And there was specifically this one group called the Walias Band, and Hailu Margia also was in it. There's this one song called Muzikawi Silt, which means musical style in Amharic, that has resonated with me throughout the times since I was a kid that I've come to actually be really into the song, and it's the song Muzikawi Silt. Different things are happening. It has quite a minimalist approach to it when it comes to arrangement, but at the same time it kind of shows the color, as the different colors that might be Ethiopian when performed through in Western musical instruments. So this is Muzikawi Silt by the Walias Band. An interesting impact on me. One of the main reasons that their sound is such a nice amalgamation of acoustic instrumentation alongside the electronic factor in their compositions. And I was taken aback when I heard their album Junior, and it was just such a dynamic balance of these two realms combined. And Silver Cruiser is a very nice example in its expression and its color. So this is Silver Cruiser from Royksopp.
Red Bull Music Academy Radio, keep it locked.
Tommy T, I actually got into Tommy T from, I used to work front of house for a band that his brother was in. He plays bass with Gogo Bordello. And his brother actually plays also bass in a band called Addis Acoustic Project, among other bands in Addis. And I kind of used to hear about him through the association with his brother also. And I got a hold of this when I heard about his album, The Prester John Sessions. I really wanted to check it out, and I got a hold of it through a DJ friend of mine, an Addis, and since it was not in sale in Ethiopia at all. And it's an album that kind of meshes and welds and combines the worlds of dub, jazz, Ethiopian music with his own kind of focus and vision. And Oromo music is one type of music among the different types of music in Ethiopia. And the syncopation on the rhythmic parts of the Oromo music is very interesting. And the vocals kind of illustrate that on a backdrop of dub. Samuel Yirga is one of the leading figures in contemporary Ethiopian music, and he's definitely carved out a sound of his own through his interpretation of the Ethiopian musical heritage that he's come to reappropriate in his own sense. Jazz has a strong influence on him, but I don't think there's anybody who plays the piano quite as he does. He's really got a percussive sound, and rhythmically, he's very interesting when he plays rhythmically also. I've seen him a couple of times in Atlas performing live, and he's just brilliant in that sense. He's got a few records out with Dub Colossus also, but he has his own record called Guzo, and if I'm not mistaken, this tune is called Yabati Koyita. It's a perfect example of his style, but in a much slower sentiment. Thank you. Gigi is one of the most well-known Ethiopian vocalists. She doesn't live in Ethiopia, though. She's based elsewhere in America, if I'm not mistaken. There's quite nobody like her when it comes to vocals and to really engaging on musical projects that really have no defined limitations as to exploration might look like sonically. And that could be exemplified through her work with Bill Laswell. And I think that working with him and developing her musical vision in that sense has carved out a sound that is uniquely hers. Even though it has Ethiopian roots, it just transcends even that foundation and quite frankly becomes much more of a universal feeling. And in that sense, Gigi is quite heavy, spiritually speaking, in a good way. So this is Bati Bati by Gigi.
Bati bati, bati ketema o, re bati bati, bati ketema o. Bella bakar yemitali ello debati manga Tandakana Yamataganya
Red Bull Music Academy Radio, keep it locked.
Ethiopian Records, a name that is making a big impact on a lot of people's close friend of mine, and haven't seen the evolution of Ethiopian Records sound and his vision for electronic music. And one of my heroes when it comes to electronic music and music in general. This is In My Sleep by Ethiopian Records. I don't think just words aren't enough to explain. one of my favorite vocalists, female vocalists, Ayo Angelica. She really has a style that's just hers to speak with, but at the same time, when I listen to vocalists, I immediately kind of tend to listen to the instrumental, to how the music feels and what's behind the vocalists, basically. And the vocalist can be great, but if the music behind it isn't necessarily reflecting the vision of the vocalist, there might be a disconnect. And it's interesting to see how her vision translate musically, and I'm amazed. And the continuum of her vision from her vocals to the instrumentation to the musicality of the music behind her vocals is uncompared as far as I've seen R&B vocals, generally speaking, go. And it's such a nice amalgamation of electronic, R&B, jazz, and whatnot coming together. So everybody loves you, Ayo Angelica.
I've got no time, 'cause I can't be bothered, you better wise. Oh, up your mind. Now can you see that everybody loves you? Everybody needs you. Everybody loves you. But you won't see, you can't believe that everybody. Do you look down? Do you feel broken? When will you see that nobody knows why you act out? Even though everybody loves you, everybody needs you. Now everybody loves you, but you don't see, you don't believe that. Everybody needs you. Everybody loves you. So I take it out on me. So I take it out on me. So I take it out. Everybody wants you now. Everybody needs you. Everybody wants you. But you don't see, you can't believe it. Everybody wants you now. Now everybody needs you. Everybody loves you.
Another Ethiopian artist, vocalist that has definitely made an impact on both musically and as a human is Eyob Mekonnen. Eyob's ability to really take lyrical material and and have that reflected in melody is very interesting to me, because it's not really straightforward melodies per se. And his style kind of has managed to carve out his own kind of place in music for me. So you feel it when you listen to just like his lines, and his approach to rhythm and melody is very interesting to me. So this is Iyob Makonnen, Yefikar Akukulu.
Change my
I don't think any more can be said about Ben Neil. I don't know, words are too hard to explain what Ben Neil's music means to me, and just this is Outland by Ben Neil. Thank you for listening. This is Mikhail Seifu, and you're listening to Red Bull Music Academy Radio Headphone Highlights. Thank you.